don't know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
I'm talking to me.
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
It is time for Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ, sponsored by Fairbury Furniture. They're in the Walton Center in downtown Fairbury, and we hope that you will check out the fine things they've got to offer, because you owe it to yourself to take advantage of the generosity of the fine businesses here in Livingston County. Don't you think so, Cynthia?
Of course.
Well, there you go. You've got Cynthia's seal of approval. You know it's all true. And it is all true in this case. But we appreciate the support of Fairbury Furniture, and we hope that's a partnership that continues for a long time. Cynthia, how are you this morning?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, it's kind of a rainy day, but what are you going
to
do?
It's supposed to be a little bit warmer, so I'll take it.
I guess. I guess we don't have a choice. Can't leave the area.
No.
So, and other parts of the country have gotten it much worse than we have, so... Somehow that doesn't make me feel any better. I just know the weather where I am. But let's not talk about the weather. Let's talk about something that drives us all crazy. And that is the way some people pronounce certain words.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't drive everybody crazy. But I think deep down inside, a lot of people hear people say certain words. And they're like, that's not the word.
It's a cringe moment.
That's not how you do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some words that dictionary.com says we are pronouncing incorrectly. And doing it commonly. So they have broken it down to the six that are the grand champions of these offenses. And the first one is mischievous. And if you say, well, of course, that's the word mischievous, it's only three syllables. It's not mischievous. It's just mischievous.
Yeah. It's so common that that one doesn't make me cringe quite like some of the other ones do on this list, honestly.
Well, and you know, the problem with mischievous is it's a much more musical word than mischievous.
Right.
Mischievous.
Yes.
I'm going to do something evil and mischievous.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? It sounds like something out of a terrible movie. So, but mischievous, there's no long vowel sounds there. You know?
Right.
Mischievous.
Yeah.
Espresso is on the list. I stopped drinking espresso a long time ago, but what they want you to know is there's no X in it.
Yeah, that's a common one, too.
It's not espresso.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's got their own special brand name for their strong coffee.
Right.
But, yeah, it's not got nothing to do with express. It's espresso.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then there's Nespresso, and I don't even know what that is, but... George Clooney hawks it on TV.
Yeah, I think that's a Nestle thing, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't drink coffee at all, so I'm out of the loop of this one completely.
Well, there's no X in any of them. So don't, no, and don't call it Espresso. That's not going to work either. you just have to pronounce it the way the Italians do, because it's an Italian word.
And it's really phonetic, too, at the same time. Espresso. Yes. Yeah,
when you look at the word, there it all is.
There's, just sound it out.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No X in there at all. No K either. I suppose you get the same pronunciation if you spelled it Ekspresso. No, don't do that. And
right.
Cappuccino does not have an H in it. It's just, it's two C's. It's Italian.
Right.
You just have to live with these things.
Right.
Prerogative. See, and I actually said it wrong just then, but it's the way I've always said it.
Right.
It actually is a more British pronunciation, prerogative.
I think the correct pronunciation would probably make me cringe more so than the way pretty much everybody says it here in the States.
I think that's the problem, is you feel like you're sounding a bit hoity-toity if you say, well, that's my prerogative,
right.
Even though that's the way it's spelled. Yeah. And, of course, there is the case for common usage. This is just such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The word all right is a single word.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be, but we all kept using it as a single word. So then the people who decide these things at all these dictionaries said, you know what, it's just a single word.
And it works.
You don't have to say all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, technically, prerogative. I will never say that. I will always say prerogative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably will too.
Again, it's more musical.
Yeah.
Trying to squeeze that R in there in that place. No.
Yeah, musical technically. So there's a song about people's prerogatives.
That's right.
So,
everybody's
yeah.
saying all this talk about me.
Uh-oh.
Why don't they just let me live? Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Then Whitney, or what?
Britney Spears did it later.
Who's Britney Spears,
yeah.
yeah. That's my prerogative.
Was it Brittany or Lindsay Lohan?
No, it was Brittany.
It was Brittany. Okay.
But anyway, they all pronounced it wrong.
Oh, well, they still got paid to pronounce it wrong, so it's all good.
That's
you know?
Right.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, this is what we are all about here in the United States. Asterisk is a tough one because that's just a weird combination of sounds. But a lot of people say asterisk.
That would make me cringe a little bit.
There is no asterisk. It's an asterisk.
Yes.
But like I say, the S in the beginning and the S at the end means your tongue is kind of dancing around a little bit. So
yeah.
Asterisk is one of the ones on the list. And ampersand, people don't even know what that means, so we don't have to worry about that one. Triathlon. I've never had too much trouble knowing people that either did triathlons or knew about triathlons. But there are some people, and maybe I'm doing it now. I don't know. I never paid any attention. But some people say triathlon. And it's not, really. It's just triathlon.
Right. I think some people make the slur a little slow, so it sounds like there's an extra syllable
in
there.
Yeah, that's what I was just noticing about myself.
Triathlon.
I kind of sound like I'm adding a syllable
triathlon.
To it.
Triathlon, yeah.
So you got to be honest with yourself about how you pronounce these words. But technically, yeah, there is no extra syllable there. It's just triathlon, triathlon.
Another sports word that a lot of people do is athlete. It's athlete.
It's exactly the same principle. You're right. That TH followed by an L.
Mm-hmm.
There's no break in there.
Yeah.
And it's like Teflon, I guess. Or something.
Teflon.
Teflon. There is no Teflon.
Ah.
It's just, I don't know what, anodized stainless steel. Supposedly, I had never heard anybody do this, to tell you the truth. But some people say supposedly.
Yeah,
with a B
get a lot of
a
that.
B.
I hear a lot of that.
It turns out the weird part about this one is that supposedly is actually a word.
Yeah.
You could actually use that, but it will drive people crazy because they will insist that you're saying it wrong. And you say, no, I'm actually using a word that exists. Right. It turns out that supposedly means that something is conceivable, whereas supposedly means apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't hear people say it as often as I see them type it out. Like when you talk about Facebook comments and stuff, because I'm really tough on grammar. I read stuff and that's when I cringe the most. And yeah, I see supposedly typed out a lot.
The one that drives me the most crazy in that respect is than and
mm-hmm,
then.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no.
Yeah. It's your and your and there. And oh, yeah. My gosh, it's not that difficult.
Than is a comparison. Yes. Then is a sequence,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You don't have
don't
to
get me started.
You
Todd,
don't have
no.
to have a degree in English to understand these things. But yeah, the there, and there.
Mm-hmm.
I even catch myself making that mistake, you know, confusing the different forms. But I usually catch it and correct it before it goes anywhere.
If I'm typing really fast, like when I used to write for the paper, I would get through like 1,800 words and go, did I really just do that? Oh, my gosh, you know.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that one of them we're mispronouncing. The reason we confused three forms of there is one of them should be there.
There, yeah.
Not there.
Yeah, right.
But
right, but
it's like you say,
slurring the words. Yeah,
we're lazy. We're putting extra syllables in where they don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
How about the strange R's that appear where they don't belong? I used to know a guy. I was in the military with a guy from Fall River, Mass. Idea.
What?
And I used to just harass him. What's an idea? It's a good idea.
Really?
Oh, it's a good idea as opposed to a you dear or what? What do you? And I just, shut up, you. He would get mad at me. But the other guy, I knew a guy from Boston who would laugh at himself when he was in his full on Boston mode. But things like drawings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My sister was so good at doing drawings. Really?
What is
heck,
that?
What the heck is a drawing, you know? And then he'd harass me. I mean, and legitimately so. He'd say, yeah, because, you know, if you were to travel to the West Coast, you could go to Washington.
Yeah.
I was broken of that habit long ago. But there are a lot of people around here who will still tell you about their washing machine.
Yeah.
You know?
So
it's very strange, but it's the way we do. We're Americans. Aren't we supposed to play fast and loose with our language?
I don't know.
It's what English is all about.
It's all a melting pot. Everything about the United States is a big melting pot,
and
right?
We can add, see, the beauty of English is, and what people in other countries don't realize is They complain about English, but they're complaining about the beauty of English. And that's we can make it whatever we want.
Yeah.
It's totally freestyle all the time.
It's a little bit about their language, too, if you think
why,
about it. You know.
Why do we have boulevards in the United States? Because we took a word from another language and decided that was our word.
Right.
English will let you do that. Why do we stay at a hotel? Because we like that word.
Right.
Nice, pretty French word. Let's take it. We'll just add it into English.
Right.
It's no problem, you know.
I like that.
Other languages can't do that. German especially, you can't do
that.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, that's one language I've never gotten very far with.
Farsignungen and all that kind of stuff. No, we don't do that.
It was
Brillig and the Slithy Toves, and everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. Beware the Jabberwock, my son. So that's our take on six words that people commonly mispronounce. So if you're in the business of mispronunciation, you can check this list at dictionary.com. And Cynthia and I will be watching you.
Right.
If you make posts on our Facebook page, we'll be checking you out. And then, of course, we've got all these words that we just invented. So, and now we've got words that begin with hashtag. So
we've
got to take those into account, too. Those generally aren't pronounced, though.
Right, right. You have the finger motions, hashtag.
There you go. Hashtag, spell it right.
I like that.
I'm going to put hashtag in air quotes. Just keep mangling the language. Cynthia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
I'm Todd Weinberger, and if you want something more tangible than language, you can go to Fairbury Furniture. They are the good folks that make Jock Gibberish possible on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.